Tonight's audio postcard is also about shopping at a trade fair for cruise ship owners and operators. Reporter Christopher Elliott went to the Sea Trade Convention in Miami and saw things you'll never see as a passenger lounging by the pool or playing shuffleboard.
The trade show floor at the Miami Beach Convention Center, all 500,000 square feet of it, was packed wall to wall with people and booths. Think of it as a shopping mall for cruise ship operators. And think of Mike Kazikoff, one of Sea Trade's organizers, as the mall manager.
Basically, if you had a checkbook with $300 million in your account, you could go up and down the aisles and purchase everything that you need to build a ship, from the propellers that drive the ship through to the buttons that go on the captain's jacket once the ship is delivered.
But before we get to hiring a captain, Danny Hutchison with GE Energy is ready to help you build a ship.
We're standing here looking at an LM2500 plus gas turbine. It provides electricity in the applications on the cruise ships of about 25,000 kilowatts, which is equivalent to powering a small city. The turbine itself runs in the area of around $6 million.
There are things that cruise ship passengers don't even think of when they're at sea, like the UFO-shaped machine that Larry Borgia displayed in his booth.
Here in front of me is the build system for our new oily water separator. It takes all the muck at the bottom of the ships, it cleans it up so you can burn off the oil in a boiler, and the water is so clean that it can be put back in the ocean.
And how about all those towels passengers use at the pool? Who gets to fold those? Charlie Milliken, who stood next to what looked like an enormous toaster oven, let me in on a little secret. No one does.
This machine is about 30 inches wide. It's about 13 feet long. It essentially uses blades and air blasts to fold the towels of various sizes.
Even the shoes worn by your cabin crew are special. Peter Callahan of the Lehigh Safety Shoe Company shows them off.
Our footwear is slip-resistant specific that is worn while on board by crew members. The sole itself has a traction design on it that helps squeegee liquids out to the sides so that gives the sole a much greater contact with the walking surface.
On the other side of the convention hall, far away from the heavy machinery and specialty clothing, there was the food. Johnny Grimes with the Pronto Machine Company showed visitors how to make shrimp salad really fast.
We have a machine that cuts and deveins shrimp, and I'll drop one in here and let you see how it works. Cuts it, deveins it, it'll do it 2 to 3 times faster than you can do it by hand.
There were rows upon rows of food vendors hawking everything from pre-made dough to ready-mixed cocktails. And there was chocolate.
Hello, my name is Lisa Bass, and I work for Lindt & Sprungli, which is Lindt Chocolate. We're here at the cruise show to introduce our chocolates to the cruise line. We have truffles.
And what would a cruise be without a mint on your pillow when you got back to your cabin? For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott.